must have known I was hosting today. One of my favorite Rush songs to bring us into the war room. Good afternoon. It is now 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Rob Due. Sitting in for this first hour will be Owen Schroyer, the normal main host of the war room. And we have a lot to talk about. But what are we going to start off with first? We're going to start off with why Michael Flynn is currently being persecuted. And we've gone over this before, but we're going to actually go back to a seminal clip that came out about a year and a half ago, maybe even 2 years ago, of Michael Flynn on an Al Jazeera show talking about he couldn't figure out what the president and the administration's tactic was in dealing with ISIS. So this is very telling. This is why they're going after him, and we're going to have more reports coming up with this in the next segment. But here's the first part.
State. Many people would argue that the U.S. actually saw the rise of ISIL coming and turned a blind eye, or even encouraged it as a counterpoint to Assad. And a secret analysis by the agency you ran, the Defense Intelligence Agency, in August 2012 said, and I quote, there is the possibility of establishing a undeclared Salafist, it's not secret anymore, it was released under FOI. The quote is, there is the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria, and this is exactly what the supporting powers to the opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime. The U.S. saw the ISIL caliphate coming and did nothing.
Yeah, I think that where we missed the point, I mean, where we totally blew it, I think, was in the very beginning. I mean, we're talking 4 years now into this.
When we started funding
it. Most people won't even remember. It's only been a couple of years. The Free Syrian Army, that movement. I mean, where are they today? Al-Nusra. Where are they today, and how much have they changed? When you don't get in and help somebody, they're going to find other means to achieve their goals. And I think right now what we have allowed is...
Hold on, you were helping them in 2012.
Yeah, we've allowed these extremist militants to come in.
But why did you allow them to do that, General? You were in post. You were the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Well, I took the liberty of printing out that document.
This is a memo I quoted from. Did you see this document in 2012? Was this come across your table?
Yeah. I paid very close attention
to
all this.
So when you saw this, did you not pick up a phone and saying, what on earth are we doing supporting these Syrian rebels?
That kind of information is presented and
what did you
those become, I argued about it.
Did you say we shouldn't be supporting these groups?
I did. I mean, we argued about the different groups that were there, and we said, you know, who is it that is involved here? And I will tell you that, I do believe, that the intelligence was very clear. And now it's a matter of whether or not policy is going to be as clear and as defining and as precise as it needs to be. And I don't believe it was.
Just on what you're saying, just to clarify here, you're saying today, my understanding is you're saying we should have backed the rebels. You're saying in government, you agreed with this.
We should have done more earlier on in this effort. Then we did.
But in 2012, which was three years ago, let's just be clear, just for the sake of our viewers. In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that if you're worried about the rise of quote-unquote Islamic extremism?
I mean, I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And
what to do with that intelligence?
It goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, I admire your frankness
very
on this subject. Let me just take one before we move on, just to clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis, and you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
So the administration turned a blind eye to your analysis.
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafists, Al-Qaeda, and Muslim Brotherhood.
A willful decision to do what they're doing, which you'd have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy?
That's why they're going after Mike Flynn. He knows where the bodies are buried, and we'll be right back with more right after this. You're watching The War Room, Infowars.com/show.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Is the War Room.
We are live, and it's the War Room. You're watching us here at InfoWars.com/show, blasting out over the airwaves. I'm your host, Rob Due. Joining me is the normal regular host of the War Room, Owen Schroer, who is pulling kind of double, triple duty today, going on the Alex Jones Show, doing the fourth hour. Yesterday, you were invading a safe space.
Invading.
You were invading a safe space. You went in there and were like telling those people that white people were bad. Oh, and you caused quite a commotion at the Texas State University campus.
Well, it's amazing. All I did was read the very article that their university student paper published, and somehow I'm the bad guy. But that's just how that
dare
goes.
You.
Yeah.
Well, but let's go. Earlier on the show today, we had Roger Stone on, and he was talking about all this Flynn stuff, because there's disinformation coming out all over the place that Flynn's lawyers are trying to push back on Trump and push away and cut off communications. It turns out that was a lie. What was Roger Stone telling you earlier today?
Well, so the original reports were Flynn's lawyers are cutting ties with the Trump team lawyers because they wanted to go with the narrative that this was Flynn flipping on Trump. This was a sign
to make a deal.
Yeah, this was a sign that Flynn was about to make a deal, a plea deal, whatever you have it, and essentially throw Trump under the bus. Of course, that's not accurate for two reasons, but one, the main reason that Roger Stone was highlighting today from his sources was that it was actually Trump's legal team that cut ties with Flynn. So it was Trump's legal team gave advice or getting advice to cut ties with Flynn because he's about to be tied into the Russians, or Flynn is about to be charged or indicted in this Russian probe. So the angle there is that the reports were wrong. It was actually Trump's legal team that cut ties. So the spin they tried to use to say that was a sign Flynn was going to flip is not true. And then on the back end, though, you have Trump's legal team giving bad advice to Trump, or Trump's legal team getting that bad advice to cut ties with Flynn in order to try to keep the whole Russian collusion, Russian agent, you know, whatever, shilling to Russia narrative at bay. So that was the Trump's legal team thinking that if they avoid any contact with Flynn's legal team, that maybe they can avoid being affiliated in this whole Russian probe.
But let's be clear, what are the headlines? Trump told Flynn to talk to the Russians, as if that is a crime. And there we have it on from Paul Joseph Watson, why the Michael Flynn scandal is a giant nothing burger. And it's a total nothing burger. It's basically, he's going to get probably, you know, he pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. But what he did, I'm not talking about the FBI things, but what he did, approaching the Russians, opening communication with the Russians, that is not illegal. We talk with all kinds of nations. We were talking with China. Obama was talking with the Russians. Is he bad?
Yeah, secret tape.
Where does this end?
Well, it's not just that. It's the one they're even talking about is Kislyak, who is, I mean, the guy, that's his job.
He's the ambassador.
Yeah. Like, what do you think people do? Of course they meet with him. But the real story here that they're not going to highlight, maybe they'll report on it, but they're not going to highlight it, is that they didn't get Flynn doing anything with Russia. There is no crime here that Flynn committed colluding or working with Russia or getting intel or data or anything or emails. No, that none. There's literally nothing. They still have zero Russian collusion. The crime that they're getting Flynn on is they're saying he lied to the FBI, which, again, I actually don't even think that's true. So either A, they have transcripts that they acquired illegally
via wiretapping
under Susan Rice and the Obama administration, or B, they get Flynn's back against the wall in a mafiosa style interview, if you will, saying under the context that you colluded with Russia, we're going to get you for colluding with Russia. Tell us what you did with Russia. Tell us. Yep. And so Flynn's like, I didn't do anything with Russia, man. Like, what are you talking about? Trump never told me to do anything with Russia. Like, I'm not doing it with Russia.
You looked at some Russians. Now you're bad.
We found it. We found it right here. You met with the Russians.
You made a phone call with
right
the
here.
Russians.
I have it. You and Donald Trump said that you need to meet with the Russians. You did your job. Yeah. We got you now.
And meanwhile, put that article back up. Meanwhile, Clapper lies in front of Congress.
Just so does James Comey.
Says we're not sucking up people's data. Totally lies to people. He's the reason we have Snowden right now. James Clapper, right there. That bald-headed ugly man right there. Oh, while Clapper still runs free. Another Paul Joseph Watson article. Paul really gets how this stuff is run. And so how do we book in this? Here's Sybil Edmonds, who used to be an FBI translator, who's really got her pulse to the ground, and she's got some great sources. And here's what she has to say, tying in Trump or Flynn and Mueller, what's going on there, the personal beef that this really is. It has nothing to do with lies or Russia or anything. Now it seems like it could just be a personal beef. So here's that clip.
General Michael Flynn, former national security advisor to President Trump, is being investigated by special counsel for accepting legitimate payments from Turkish companies for researching and exposing wanted terrorist and radical Islamist Fethullah Gulen and his $25+ billion criminal network in the United States. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller is the special counsel in charge of the case. He is the same Robert Mueller who used his position as director of the FBI to shield and cover up Gulen's criminal terrorist network and operations and take drastic measures to quash a whistleblower's Gulen-related reports. These previous connections and actions by Mr. Mueller create a direct conflict of interest with his current position as a special counsel in Flynn's case and require that he must immediately step down from the case. In May 2017, the Justice Department appointed Mueller, a former FBI director, as a special counsel to oversee the investigation into ties between President Trump's campaign and Russian officials. Not long after being appointed, Mueller began targeting former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, expanded the investigation beyond the Russiagate probe, and began a furious pursuit of Flynn's Turkish connections and his vocal stand on the wanted radical Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen. Mueller's inquiries went from Russia connections to Flynn's outing of Gulen's $25 billion sleeper terror cell in the United States. Not finding any substantial evidence against Flynn within the Russiagate scope, Mueller's team switched gears and started.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with Russia. It's all about, we're going to find something you did 10 years ago in the case of Manafort, some financial transactions. They're going to take four of his properties now. When you have the Clinton Foundation just raping and pillaging country after country. And we have to sit here and go, oh, if you have a crooked toenail, you're going to go to jail for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a Democrat, if you're a Democrat donor, if you're one of these sleazeball pedophiles, you get to go walk around scot-free. If you're an illegal immigrant, you get to shoot somebody and you get off scot-free.
I have to wonder why Mueller was ever appointed. And this was something Trump did.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out why Trump did that, because I still have faith in Trump. I still believe that Trump is who we elected. So I'm still trying to figure out why he would do this.
I think this is Rosenstein influence. Rosenstein going in saying, look, Mueller's a good guy. Everybody trusts him. Both sides him.
But this is how the deep state civil war is happening, where Flynn knows of corruption. You heard Sybil Edmonds report inside the United States terror cells being funded by this guy.
Yeah.
Who had multiple U.S. intelligence agencies knew about this. So Flynn knows about this. He is about to come into the Trump administration with this information. So what do they have to do? They have to try to shut him up. They have to try to silence him. They have to work out a deal saying, hey, don't out us.
Right.
And we won't out you.
Go ahead, Harrison.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's actually even deeper than that because this guy Gulen, was a Turkish guy who was a CIA asset during the Cold War trying to, limit Soviet influence in Turkey. So he's been a CIA asset for like 30 years, helped Erdogan sort of gather his power, and then Erdogan turned against Gulen. That's why Gulen is now in the United States. Right. They actually expedited his visa because he's a CIA asset.
And his retirement package is basically come here, set up a bunch of schools, and indoctrinate the youth. And do whatever sick thing you want to indoctrinate them in, probably turning the kids into a bunch of Muslim worshipers.
And of course, there's the other reports, if you will, that Flynn has the list. You know the list.
That's right.
And some people didn't like that.
And they don't want Flynn to get that list out. So maybe they can't shut him up. Who knows? We'll be back in the next segment with The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me, Owen Schroyer. Thanks for watching.
Emmerich's essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emmerich's essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emmerich's essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emmerich's essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are here every day, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tell your friends, tell your family, send them the link to the free stream, infowars.com/show. You can also catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on YouTube, warroom.show. But I think the big thing is that free link you can send out to your friends and family. It has our YouTube link and then our own private stream that can't be pulled down for any reason because, some company doesn't like what you say about the president or illegal immigration or vaccines.
Or Muslims.
They can't just go, oh, we're going to cut your stream. That's hateful.
Or you could be white too.
I mean, look at this. Potsdam Christmas market evacuated as device found. They found a nail bomb inside a little Christmas market.
Who do you think made that?
I'm sure it was the nuns over there.
Or maybe, maybe some nice Jewish boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mm. It was the town of Potsdam, and they've carried out a controlled explosion on a device that had nails in it, filled with nails, next to a Christmas market. It also had batteries and wires and was sent to a pharmacy in the city. So southwest of Berlin.
Just a nice, loving IED for you.
Yeah.
On the streets of your city. That's what you get in Europe now. That's what you get. Part and parcel.
And more is coming. I sent you that story yesterday about the in Finland. Was it Finland where the 23-year-old boy raped the 10-year-old girl and he got off?
I can't remember, but yeah, it was one of the sickest stories.
Yeah.
That's just like Kate Steinle's murderer walking scot free. It's the same deal. And they want to see, this is my problem. Look, I'm not the one to sit here and obsess over race and identity. Honestly, I hate it. I'm over it. I wish that everybody could get over it. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I just think it holds us back. But the only reason I talk about it is because I like to display the double standards where if I go to Texas State University, I'm told that I have white privilege. I'm told that I get all these advantages in life. Even though these people don't know anything about me, they don't know about the systematic oppression that I've dealt with, probably more than any of them have even a clue about. But it's not about that. It's about the double standard where you can be a non-citizen, illegal immigrant, and literally get away with rape and murder, okay? That's privilege. You want to talk about privilege? I don't care what color your skin is. You go out and you shoot someone and they die, you're going to jail unless you're a non-citizen.
Yeah, you should. You should go to jail. And I have a story here. Where is it? Look at this. Now, here's a guy who probably will go to jail. Hunter who shot and killed his neighbor on Thanksgiving Eve after mistaking her for a deer is charged with manslaughter.
I remember that. That guy had to be drunk.
This guy will probably go to jail for doing it. And he took a shot in the dark. They said he was reckless conduct after taking a shot in the dark.
Yeah, see, and we are gun advocates here, and both of us would be like, yeah, you can't do that.
You don't take a shot in the dark. You know where your target is, and you look behind your target. Everybody knows, well, anybody who takes a gun course knows, you look behind your target.
Yeah,
see, if I miss this person or this thing, am I going to hit something behind them? And what will I hit?
Or you better know that there's a berm behind you or something. You don't just fire into to thin air.
And I'm sure this guy probably didn't mean to do this.
I think he was probably just a drunken fool. But
it was a 200-yard shot. And here you have an illegal immigrant, seven-time felon,
five times deported.
Supposedly finds a gun. Right, he found this gun.
No.
And then it started firing off.
Found the gun.
It just started, maybe it was levitating beside him, and it just started firing shots. And he got.
He had no control over it.
So he threw it in the bay. And that's what we're supposed to believe.
Man.
But the jury did believe that. They're like, you know what? You're right.
Well, they didn't want to be racist.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't want to be racist.
I mean, this guy probably won't get deported. He'll probably be given
No. They did say they deport him.
Oh, they are going to
they
deport
him. They did say he will be deported.
Wow.
Yes. And President Trump's not happy about this.
So he won't really pay for his crime. He gets to go back to Mexico and try to come back again. Maybe get deported.
He probably will come
now,
back.
Now he'll be six times deported.
He will come. Oh, yeah. Oh,
he'll be
yeah.
Eight times.
And the liberals will love it. They'll give him a sanctuary city. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and we were saying this in the break. You're like, oh, come on, Schroyer. How do you have any faith in government? It's not about having faith in government. It's that I thought that when we put Trump in office, we would finally see some common sense back into our day-to-day routine where, okay, sanctuary cities, you want to be a sanctuary city? We're going to cut your funding. It's that. Where is that? I mean, why hasn't that happened yet?
Well, Sessions is going to do one thing, finally. He's looking to file federal charges against the illegal immigrants, so maybe they're not going to deport him yet.
I'm sorry.
Acquitted in the
too little, too late.
Murder.
Too yeah. little, too late.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one thing that I'm like, all right, finally he's doing something. Right there. Sessions.
Well, I told you, I think Sessions is
he's
literally
going to recuse himself.
Sessions, as much as we talk about it, I don't even think we do it enough credit. I think Sessions is so obsessed with marijuana right now that that's literally all that he's working on. And I think that before later, he's going to release some big study telling you how bad marijuana is. Whatever, Sessions. Okay. People are going to still smoke marijuana. All right. We already know all the studies about heroin and crack and meth and everything. And people still do that. So why don't you do something that's affecting all of us, like the open borders, the Clinton Foundation criminality? I mean, this is the stuff the American people voted Trump in office to do, not to go after marijuana. I don't care what studies you have, Jeff Sessions, what truth you want to reveal about marijuana. We don't care. Okay, what we care is criminals, murderers, and rapists running around this country scot-free in the name of sanctuary cities and liberalism. That's what we're sick of. That's why we elected President Trump. Sessions need to do his job on that front and quit obsessing over marijuana.
I couldn't agree with you more. And we're going to have Roger Stone coming up next hour to talk about this article because we put out a video back in October on October 25th talking about how Rex Tillerson was going to be out by January 20th. And then Daily Mail just came out with this one. It's not just Rex Tillerson in the White House departure as Jared Kushner and top economic advisor Gary Cohn may bolt after the first year in office, although Trump has tweeted and says Tillerson is staying. Interestingly, when it looked like who would come in for Tillerson, it was going to be Nikki Haley or
Pompeo.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, who would you want out of those? And Roger Stone says Rand Paul. That's
yeah.
who he'd want to see
yeah.
out of those. Two names.
There's been some weird, you know, talks about shakeups, you know, Tom Cotton potentially getting a promotion, Trey Gowdy and all that stuff. You know, my thing is, I wonder how much at this point these guys even want these jobs.
Well,
I mean,
you remove them out of Congress, then you got to have these special elections, which have been turning into, you know, circus sideshows. I've kind of,
which isn't a bad thing. Yeah, that's not a bad thing because, you know, Trump is actually helping the Trump mandate. I mean,
yeah.
he's getting into good, I think Roy Moore's going to win. But you know, why would you want to get put into Trump's team or Trump's cabinet to go against the swamp when you've seen what they've done to Mueller, or excuse mm-hmm. me, to Manafort? You've seen what they've done to Flynn. I mean, nobody wants that. They don't want their lives ruined. I mean, Flynn's life. They're trying to ruin this guy's life. I mean, Manafort gets his home raided in the middle of the night. He didn't deserve that. So, of course, who would want to be part of this? Who would want to have Mueller's criminal mafiosa bosses coming after them? Nobody wants that. I feel bad for that.
Goes back to that special counsel. When they can't find anything on what they're supposed to be investigating, they go, well, let's just dig deeper. I'm sure we're going to find something. I mean, if you had investigators spending millions of dollars a day following anybody around here in this building, they would find something. Whether it's justified or not, it doesn't matter. All that matters is they have to find something.
And then they
twist
it. So
they can justify what they're doing, and they twist it, and they got the press working for them and everything else. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone's coming up, and we got some important vaccine news coming up, too, in the second and third hours. Stay tuned.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We are back live here at The War Room every day, Monday through Friday. And I just want to let everybody know that our Cyber Monday specials have been extended. We thought they were going to stop on Tuesday. And Alex just keeps going, no, let's keep it going, keep it going. We're giving out great deals. InfoWars Life Select Food, 50% off, and Emmerich's Essentials products, 50% off. Look at that.
Plus free shipping with that storable food. That's absurd.
Yeah. And that's Emmerich's, what, shampoo, deodorant, mouthwash.
Shampoo, body wash.
The whole
sunscreen
line of products. Sunscreen, bug spray.
Bug spray.
I mean, and almost anything you need for your hygiene needs. Not everything. I don't think we sell dental floss.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll get the nascent iodine colloidal silver
dental floss. I'm telling you.
Dental floss.
That's, yeah. Look, I'm a You don't even need to go there with me. Everybody knows I like the silver. Brainforce, 50% off. Supermail Vitality, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. And free shipping. Jeez. I mean, and we have InfoWars Life gift cards. If you get one, you also get 10% off with a code bonus. And Alexa Pure Water Filters, 25% off plus free shipping. What else? What else do we have, you ask? Well, 67% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. It's like less than $10 a bottle, and that's 30 parts per million, some of the strongest colloidal silver you can find out there. All Pro-Pure items, 25% off, plus free shipping. Living Defense, 50% off, plus free shipping. Prostaguard, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. I mean, these sales are incredible, and if you haven't taken advantage of them, you still have a chance right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some stuff. Get some gifts for your family. Get something that they're going to use, something that they need. Don't just get them some... I can't tell you how many remote controlled vehicles that are in pieces at my house. My kids just destroy these things.
Well, that's the fun, right?
Well, I guess
so. To smash them, not to play with them.
Well, they started looking, you know, they're like, oh, look at this remote controlled. I said, nothing remote controlled for Christmas.
Are you sure that wasn't you when you were building the mini city?
No.
Okay.
No. Back in the day, we used to build mini cities and destroy them with this remote controlled tank, which was awesome. This thing was great. And, but that's for another, time.
I get gifts from InfoWars Store for my family every year. There's great stuff.
The t-shirts are.
I get my dad a new flag every year. Now we only have like six or seven flags, so eventually I'm gonna have to run out and figure something else out. It's really hard, but
get him a nice t-shirt.
I could get him a t-shirt. I got him a t-shirt too. He's got a couple Hillary for Prison t-shirts. He loves them.
My son wears these t-shirts to school, and then they start up a lot of conversation.
That was one of the favorite gifts that I got for people last year, was the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Oh my gosh, people loved it.
Yeah. It's good. Now, the fake news comes at you from every angle. You think it, you just hit it out there in the real world. I got an email yesterday from Roger Stone, and it was a bunch of question marks up top. And I looked down, and it's from this writer from the New York Daily News. All right. A little soy boy named Chris Sommerfeld.
Soy boy.
Dear Mr. Stone, my name is Chris Sommerfeld. I'm a reporter with the New York Daily News.
Soy.
I noticed that InfoWars founder Alex Jones has scrubbed every video with references to you from his YouTube channel.
Soy.
Including an interview with Randy Credico.
Soy.
A source told me this might be Jones is worried he could get linked to your contacts with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and release of the DNC emails last year.
Soy boy.
Is there any legitimacy to these claims?
Soy boy.
Please feel free to call me. Let's pull up his Twitter feed. Let's see what this guy looks like.
Soy boy.
There he is.
Soy boy.
There he is. So he can't even do a simple search on the internet. And my reply is...
Wait, how are you on air right now? Wait a second. How are you even on air right now if you're being censored from InfoWars?
I'm being censored right now.
What is going on?
I start Roger... This guy's a complete soy boy moron who can't conduct a simple search. Let's go to the Alex Jones YouTube channel. It's called The Alex Jones Channel.
Wait, I didn't
show everybody.
I didn't even realize. You're in direct contact with Julian Assange, yeah, too?
Now, type in Roger. Oh, look, you type in Roger Stone. The first video is Randy Credico calls in to discuss the president's strategy in working with the Democrats. Roger Stone exposes the CIA plan to set up General Flynn. Roger Stone broke the Al Franken sexual assault story. Says California crackdown coming next. Roger Stone's congressional testimony. Roger Stone, Roger Stone, Roger Stone, Roger Stone, Roger Stone, all over our channel.
Wait a second. Was Roger Stone on air with me yesterday? Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. Wait, was Roger Stone on the Alex Jones show today? Oh, yeah, yeah, he was. Okay.
This guy says, I noticed InfoWars founder Alex Jones has scrubbed every video with references to you from his YouTube channel.
They're gone. You can't find them anywhere.
I mean, geez. Where are they?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, look, there's me and Roger Stone in Times Square.
I look for Roger Stone on Alex Jones' YouTube channel. I get 5,000 videos. They clearly are censoring him there.
Oh, there's Roger Stone invited to an elite secret GOP meeting.
Can you believe that Alex Jones is trying to censor Roger Stone so hard that he puts him on air every day for an hour?
Every day.
Can you believe that?
Every day.
Can you believe that we would try to censor and shut Roger Stone up to the point that we wouldn't even put him on the Jones show to give us breaking information?
I know. Amazing. And what was funny, like Alex left the show today to go get news from his sources. Roger's getting news from his sources. I mean, it's action-packed. Yet, There it is.
I'm confused what this guy's
doing. This guy from the New York Daily News has sources. A source told me.
It was sources? How about you source yourself?
I guarantee Alex Jones isn't worried about being linked to WikiLeaks at all.
No,
because
he likes WikiLeaks.
There is no link to WikiLeaks. I don't even think we've ever had Julian Assange on the show. We've played some of his videos. We've shown a lot of his information being disclosed. By the way, we're just scrolling Roger Stone videos.
Yeah, that don't exist.
Well, this is the insanity that we have to deal with.
I want to be clear.
What the New York Daily News said, wasn't it that Flynn was going to turn on Trump? Isn't that their latest?
The New York Daily News, I do believe they ran with the angle that Flynn's team cut off communications.
So just more lies.
But actually,
They must have had a source, though, that told them that. They probably had a source that said that.
I'm going to stand up for the New York Daily News here. It's not total fake news. The New York Daily News does some good work. They've done some good work. It's not 100% fake news.
Well, they have some soy boys in their midst.
Yeah, obviously, this story is completely fake news, and they had the wrong angle on the Flynn lawyer story, but I don't know how this guy... That's what I'm saying.
First of all, you have sources.
What sources? You're telling me you don't ever vet your sources?
We had a source on this morning on David Knight's show. And what was it? It was Bill Binney. And he said, you know who's got all the information on all those file transfers that went to WikiLeaks? The NSA.
The secret base in Utah?
All we have to do is go to the NSA and they'd have it. Oh, you know who has the keys to look at that? The president. So who would know? Barack Obama would know because that happened under his tenure. That's who would know. Who was sending all the DNC emails to WikiLeaks? They would know. Oh, but we have to have this fake investigation and little nerds like Adam Schiff prancing around pretending like playing investigator. They put on their little investigator hat and they go, I'm going to investigate people. I'm going to go after them. I'm going to do something. And they're doing nothing. They're running around in circles because they don't have anything and they just want to waste your money out there. That's what they're doing. They're just wasting your money. And there's this whole thing. They don't want to put out a tax cut. Because then they're afraid it's going to make people wealthy and independent. Oh, they don't want that. I loved the video you played of Sarah Sanders today talking about the whole beer analogy with reporters going out. I think the reporters might have got that too because they all probably go out and drink.
You know, well, they definitely do. We know where they go too. But you know, it was great to me because for most people, myself included, I'm not the best at numbers and crunching numbers and finances and tax stuff. That stuff usually just blows right over my head. And she kind of put it in a third grade math word problem type of situation for the audience to kind of absorb it and understand what she was talking about. So I thought it was great. And even
probably the question right after though was President Trump racist?
Yeah.
That was probably the question.
Wait. What if there's a white man and a black man involved in this conversation? This changes everything, right? Do they have to pay different taxes? I mean, this is the type of nonsense. But I think that the most powerful thing about it was how, and who knows if they'll even understand this, how at the end when she's like, okay, the rich guy who was paying the majority of taxes decided he's not showing up to dinner anymore, and then nobody else could foot the bill. That everything was encapsulated.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Everything was encapsulated in me at that moment. That's why people go overseas. That's why manufacturing is going overseas. That's why people hide their money in offshore accounts, because they're sick of paying our taxes.
And his whole tax plan is to let these people bring their money back and invest it back in America.
With less taxes.
With less taxes. It's a win-win for everybody.
Cut off the Russian agent.
For the Democrats who want to keep you poor. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more War Room.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim. Filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
To the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Owen Schroyer over here as well. And just to let you know, coming up in the next segment, it's going to be Roger Stone joining us for an hour. And half of that hour will be taken up with Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal. You may remember her from those videos we played the other day looking at the 288-page vaccine payouts that our government pays out every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I was wrong. It's not our tax money that goes to this. Basically, the way they fund this whole fund, and I remembered this, and Michelle Ford reminded me of it. It was basically what they do, 25 cents out of every vaccine goes into this fund.
Mm.
And then,
but who pays for the vaccines?
Oh, we do eventually.
Okay, so it's a runaround.
It is basically a tax. Yeah. It's a tax because it goes to the federal government to pay for something that you may or may not, you know, need
or want.
Like what taxes are. And then we're going to have Leanne McAdoo in the final hour talking about her report that we're going to play, I think, next segment about the slavery that's going on in the freed country of Libya. Now that they're free and able to prosper. Oh, wait, that's not happening.
Thanks,
right now.
Hillary.
To a cesspool. Yeah, thanks to Obama and Hillary. You know, that was their legacy. And I think we put up a picture of this one time. It's a, I think it's the city of Masra or Basra, and it shows a nice city with, you know, palm trees and cars driving down. Then it shows, you know, 9 months later, oh, it's totally destroyed.
Oh, like what we did to Iraq.
Exactly. But at least we rebuilt Iraq. Now, we got a few callers on. We didn't even call for calls, but we'll go ahead and go through these. Let's go to Dan in Canada first. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's on your mind?
Did you see the report? I guess I'm a Russian agent. I was flipping through Facebook, and I saw that RT is reporting an active shooter at the White House. I got it right here. I'll read it to you.
Well, don't waste your time because it's fake news.
Oh, is it?
I do like how you said White House, though, instead of White House. RT actually says they also went, I guess they re-edited it a couple hours later, about 10 minutes later, it looks like. Washington, D.C. police say no shooter near White House. So who knows what happened there?
You got to be careful with this stuff. Always double check your sources.
And they put it out at 2034, and then at 2048, they, I guess, edited it. So they changed their headline.
Truth be told, if you look for news, and you, especially on social media, you're going to find this story every day. Like, I'm not kidding you. I see a story like this every day. So you just got to be sure to double check sources and double check these things.
Okay, man, I figured, well, okay, the thing that happened today with Flynn, right? So I figured, all right, there's an active shooter at the White House. So I thought, well, okay, and they're trying to take Trump out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're definitely trying to take Trump out. Oh, yeah.
I doubt they're going to try it with a crazy person with a gun trying to scale the White House wall. They're not going to make it very far.
But that's what it'll be, you know. It'll be some crazy lunatic, and they'll say, oh, he shot, you know, killed the president.
Can you say John Hinckley Jr.?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys take care. You're doing a great job, and I love your show. And I've been a big fan of Alex Jones' show for many years. And just wanted to say thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Excellent. You too, Dan. Let's go to Joey in Colorado. Go ahead, Joey.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to Head PE. I don't know if you know who that band is, but they kind of turned me on to Alex Jones a number of years ago, and they seem to be on the liberal train. I was just at a concert, and it's really disconcerting, so I tried to reach out to them. I don't know if Jared would ever come on this show.
Jared all day long, buddy. Jared all day long. Head PE, New World Order.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk about Chester Bennington, and
that was our main director.
I don't know what just happened here. Let's try to get this thing back in the ring.
Yeah,
Chester Bennington was the lead singer of Linkin Park that was recently deceased, who also looks exactly like John Podesta.
Head PE is a band who did, I guess they did an album a few years ago, and they put Alex Jones in there. They had some voiceovers from Alex in their music. Is that?
I'm not sure about that. I just know with the Chris Cornell, I'm dying on his birthday 33 right. days.
Yeah,
later.
And then apparently there's the stories of Cornell and Bennington working together on certain things. I don't know. How would I ever know that?
The reason I
want to bring this up is because with all this Hollywood stuff, you know, dropping, I just feel like some of these music artists should really step up to the plate. Like, you know, John Davis was on Alex Jones' show, 2015. And I think, you know, if these people really care about their community, like Chris Cornell, obviously they had an affection for each other and the kids, and they're trying to do good things, should really step up to the plate and make it go public. And I'm calling out John Davis, and I'm calling out Ed P.E., and I'm calling out Mike Shinoda, and anybody that, you know, gave a damn about these people to call public. I really think they should, and it would change everything.
I think they should go public and drop out of the system, too. Like, these bands that are in these record contracts and whatever, they should do whatever they can to get out of them and go solo so they can't be controlled, because I think that's half the problem. So if an artist speaks out, they get slapped down by their label or their management or somebody around them that's trying to control them.
Yeah, and if you understand how these guys get paid, they pretty much usually get paid before a record gets released on what they think the record might make. Basically, they don't even have their own money at times. But think about what you're saying here, Joey. I'm not disagreeing with you. In fact, I won't even go down my full-blown conspiracy. I think that you can assume my conspiracy on that when I, first thing I said. But think about it like this. If you're in that situation and you really think there's something to go public about, and the very subject material that you want to go public about just got two of your friends killed, maybe there's a little hesitation there. You know what I'm saying?
That's why Corey Feldman hasn't spilled the beans on everything yet publicly. He's gone to the police, but he hasn't put this stuff out publicly. And parts of it have come out, but these guys are probably afraid for their lives at this point. And there is a correlation between these people working in Hollywood and in the music industry dying whenever they start talking about things.
Yeah, I mean, it's the wildest thing. I mean, Chester Bennington is probably the weirdest case. When you look at his case, he was raised
look
by...
Look at him next to John Podesta.
Well,
that's even weirder.
That's really all you would think
I'd
you
like
need.
I'd like to see who they say his dad is next to him. See
well, Chris Bennington was... He was adopted. Chester Bennington was adopted. His father was part of a police department whose direct responsibility was child trafficking. He was abused as a child, and he has admitted this in multiple interviews, that he was abused as a child sexually and also was forced to be addicted to drugs before he was a teenager. All of that has the earmarks of child sexual abuse and in an institutionalized situation. So this is all crazy. Anything else, Joey?
Did you ever see that on Linkin Park, kind of where maybe their name came from? There was like an MK Ultra experiment out of Canada with kids. I mean, I don't know how authentic it is, but it was really interesting.
I thought it was a Chicago thing. I haven't heard about that.
It's crazy. It was called Linkin Park, and it was publicly known in the hometowns about experimenting on young children. And it was, I don't know, it's a trip. Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely.
Because I knew Linkin Park was a Chicago thing. I didn't know about the MK Ultra connection, though.
It's weird, man.
Wouldn't surprise me.
The name, it's connected, and it just makes you think if that name was assigned to the band, you know.
Could be. Thanks for calling, Joey. Let's go to John in Tennessee. He wants to talk about the war on Christians. Go ahead, John.
Hey, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yes.
I just finished my Christmas card.
Where's mine?
You did.
They got to get
paid. Always good.
Go ahead, John.
Sorry. I took a squirting force today, and it dawned on me. Common sense click. Okay. It really deserves a little bit of professional journalism, investigative journalism. But okay, a reference, like, do you remember when the IRS was attacking the Tea Party?
Yeah, Lois Lerner. She got caught red-handed. They said she was guilty, and then she walked scot-free.
And she gets to lie, and nothing happens to her. And she goes, oh, if people knew what I really did, my life would be in danger.
Yeah, and then she says that. She's like, please keep all of these reports classified, because if they get released, people will want to kill me.
Yeah, is that who you're talking about?
Yes, yes. Well, I'm not talking about just her, but that's a reference to this. And do you know how Donald Trump just signed the executive order for the Accountability Act on the VA?
Yeah, the VA Accountability Act, yeah.
Right. I'm thinking that there's a little bit more to this, and I'll tell you why. Okay, let me get 30 seconds to this.
Well, we don't have 30 seconds. We got to run. Why don't you, you know what? You're going to have to email us, because we got Roger Stone coming up and we're going to a special report from Liam McAdoo. Thanks for bringing that up, though, John. Appreciate you calling. Once again, you're watching The War Room, Infowars.com/show. Send that link to everybody you know right now.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Shocking video obtained by CNN shows that there are actual slave auctions being held right now in 2017 in Libya. The footage shows auctioneers yelling for these people to buy these big, strong men that can work on the farm, selling them for hundreds of dollars for the most fit of the bunch. But these are refugees and migrants who are trying to flee their conditions in Africa. They're trying to make their way into Europe via the Mediterranean. These human traffickers pick them up. There's thousands arriving every single day, and they get stuck in Libya. Now, either these human traffickers never intended to get them all the way to the Europe in the first place, or these people end up not being able to foot the bill for the rest of the journey, or their family can't pay the money to get them back. So they end up in debt to these human traffickers, who are then selling them off as slaves. And now we actually have a former Nigerian minister making some shocking claims. This is Femi Fani Kayode. He's a former Nigerian government minister claiming that these victims are having their bodies mutilated and roasted like shish kebabs. He's claiming that they're having their organs harvested after being sold into slavery in Libya. These are dire conditions. It's so disgusting. But actually, you see in Libya, they're using President Trump's tweets. Some of the news outlets there in Libya are saying that this is a report coming from CNN. And even the president of the U.S. calls CNN fake news because they're wanting to question the report's credibility. So that's kind of a shocker there. But this guy is calling out Nigeria's president for ignoring the slavery that's going on right now. But he's also bemoaning the overthrow of Libyan dictator Gaddafi, which is, of course, what led to this entire chaos in the first place, this humanitarian crisis. Obviously, orders have been given that it is time to throw the Clintons to the wolves. This is an article coming out of USA Today this week. Africans are being sold at Libyan slave markets. Thanks, Hillary Clinton. Now, if you're a regular reader of InfoWars, then you know we've been calling out Hillary Clinton for her strategic error for many years, but it was her decision as Secretary of State. She spearheaded the operation that went in to take out Gaddafi. And ever since NATO-backed forces overthrew him in 2011, the country has been beset by chaos. We know now that that overthrow was a massive strategic debacle. The country was thrust into chaos, civil war, massive refugees flooding Europe, destabilizing governments, and also we have terrorist groups trying to move in and take over that power vacuum that was created. But at the time, Hillary Clinton is just saying what a triumph it was.
Yes, we came. We saw, he died.
Now, the long-term humanitarian repercussions of that decision are obvious, but this article points out that that decision to go in and overthrow Gaddafi is now going to limit our options with North Korea and Iran. Now, back in 2003, George W. Bush, they made a deal with Gaddafi. They said, look, if you give up your weapons arsenal, your weapons of mass destruction, give them up peacefully, and we will not depose you. He announced this back in 2003 that he had agreed to give up his arms. terms. Well, the Obama administration, for whatever reason, decided not to stick with that deal. And then Hillary Clinton spearheaded this operation to topple Gaddafi anyway. Many people were very concerned when President Obama was part of making this Iran nuclear deal, saying, look, we're going to give you billions of dollars and lift some sanctions. Just promise you won't build up your nuclear arsenal and pointed at the U.S. or its allies. And of course, Iran is threatening to do just that. They are threatening to increase the ballistic missile range so that they can reach Europe. This is pretty similar to exactly what happened with Bill Clinton's North Korea deal. He also said that North Korea would dismantle its nuclear program. Everything would work out fine. So then North Korea says, well, screw you. And then they go back to making a nuclear arsenal. So we can see how this is just really dangerous when you're dealing with these despotic regimes. But now these regimes have no reason to believe that the United States is going to stick to their end of the bargain because they keep reneging on these deals. And North Korea now coming out saying that a breakthrough has put the entire U.S. mainland within range of its nuclear weapons. People are saying, you know, can President Trump still negotiate with North Korea? Bill Clinton.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim. Filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room with my colleagues Rob Duhl and Owen Schroyer. I'd refer to them as my comrades, but that could get us investigated for Russian collusion. Stunning news today, covered on the Alex Jones Show earlier today in the guilty plea by former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. But the mainstream media reports on this are not exactly right. You see, last week it was reported that Flynn's attorneys broke off their relationship and their communications with the president's attorneys. And many read that as a sign that Flynn was turning on the president. We can now exclusively report that it was exactly the other way around, that the president's attorneys broke off their communications with the Flynn camp. General Flynn, who spent his entire life in the service of his country as a soldier, not a politician, not a diplomat, but a military man, is virtually penniless. He never built any wealth while serving his country, unlike so many in the Obama administration. And therefore, the intense financial pressure and the threat of going after one of the general's sons has brought this great and patriotic American to his knees. Now, the charge is an interesting one, that he allegedly lied to the FBI regarding a contact with the Russians for the purposes of setting up a dialogue. Let's recognize that such an activity by General Flynn, or even by the president himself, or the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would be perfectly legal. In fact, part of their job description. do we have to remind the libtards in the mainstream media that the Russians have thermonuclear weapons and therefore a continuing dialogue with them is a good idea? The Obama administration had their reset with the Russians, an ignominious failure. In the meantime, little did we know, Bill and Hillary Clinton, with the Obama administration looking the other way, were selling 20% of our strategic uranium to a company controlled by Putin. There's the scandal. Oh, no, we're indicting Mike Flynn because when the FBI raided his office in a surprise raid directed by Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, well, it is alleged that Flynn misled the FBI about his contacts with the Russian ambassador. The president, in my opinion, is getting terrible legal advice. Cutting off General Flynn was a mistake. And this is very clear that Mr. Mueller is headed for an indictment of the president for, who knows, something procedural, obstruction, perjury, or some other bogus claim. Wait a minute. Rob Owen, wasn't this about Russian collusion? What did I miss?
Well, that's what they always want to say, is that it's about Russian collusion. And then when they start investigating, they go, well, no, we have no Russian collusion, so we got to make something up. We got to find something. And, oh, Flynn didn't say he gave us the wrong date. Who knows what they're going to say Flynn really lied about? It could have been a wrong date. It could have been who he met with. It could have been anything, but it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with Russian collusion. And then we got James Clapper, who flat out lied to Congress, said they don't grab people's data, cell phone data, computer data, email data. And he flat out lied, just flat out lied to the American people and Congress.
Now, where is the Clapper indictment? Exactly right. He testified before the Congress that the federal government had no metadata collection system. And that was proven to be false when Edward Snowden came forward. Funny how there's a different standard for the Trump officials than there were for the Obama administrations. And then there is the sleazy role of former CIA director James Woolsey in all of this. Woolsey and Flynn were friendly, yet Woolsey ran to Vice President Joe Biden's office where he met with Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes of the National NSA under Obama to tell them a tall tale about Mike Flynn working with the Turkish government to illegally extradite a rogue cleric holding out in the Pennsylvania Poconos who the Turkish government believes staged an unsuccessful coup in an attempt to overturn that very government. Woolsey is bearing false witness against Flynn. Flynn's associates assure me in the strongest possible terms that he was never a party to any discussion to illegally kidnap and extradite anyone. But Woolsey was. Woolsey and his exceedingly greedy young wife are driving a false narrative, upset that the Turks engaged Mike Flynn in what is a perfectly legal representation. And now smearing him, saying that Flynn was working on a plot to kidnap and extradite an enemy of the Turkish government. Woolsey's role in all of this was first brought to light by InfoWars. No other media outlet in the country has brought you the detail of this deep stater's act of subversion and the okey-doke he is performing on General Flynn, a great but beleaguered American.
That's right, Roger. And I just love the double standard that is happening right now. I was scanning through my tweets while I was listening to you, and someone showed me the picture of Flynn agreeing to plead guilty. And yes, nobody's denying he pleaded guilty to anything. But what is he guilty of right now? He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. That's all he pleaded guilty to. He didn't plead guilty to Russian collusion, which I don't even think is a crime. He didn't plead guilty to being a spy. And it probably doesn't even have to do with Russia. It looks like it has to do with instances of him talking with Turkish officials. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? This fits a pattern. They indict Paul Manafort for things that are completely unrelated to the Trump campaign or Russia. They indict his associate, Rick Gates, similarly. They try to elevate this guy, Papadopoulos, who is not a member of the Trump senior staff, who has no authority in the Trump campaign, who is a member of a 100-member foreign policy volunteer advisory committee, who has one session with the president, but they try to dress him up as a Trump foreign policy advisor. He sends a bunch of inane emails saying, oh, we should meet with the Russians. Paul Manafort specifically says in an email, this is a bad idea. Cut this guy off. Close this committee. We're not doing anything of the kind. Mueller has that email. You won't read about it anywhere, of course. This is all a propped up effort to get the president of the United States. That said, the president is receiving terrible legal advice. If his lawyers told him to cut off General Flynn, he has made an egregious error. I pray that our president understands that he is the ultimate target of this misguided smear campaign to bring him down on some bogus charge like perjury or obstruction when there is no underlying crime. Communications with the Russians by the president or his national security advisor or his son-in-law who serves on the White House staff is perfectly legal, indeed appropriate.
I totally agree.
Almost hard to know where to start on this. I mean, the phone is just blowing up with reporters, but none of them seem to understand the falseness of this entire approach.
No, they want to go after you. Like, I read the email that we got yesterday from some New York Daily News writer who was concerned about videos on YouTube. Not concerned about anything else and not issues of substance. And it turned out to be fake too. It was just a big fake news. It's just a fake news factory coming out from the mainstream media. So we'll have more about that on the other side of this break. This is Rob Due, Roger Stone. You're watching The War Room.
Emerix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerix essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oil scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerix essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emerix essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. That says it all, doesn't it? The giant nothing burger. The mainstream media looks the other way. Joining me now in the new New York Bureau of InfoWars is Tyler Nixon, California attorney, published author, libertarian activist, and longtime tracker of the deep state. Tyler has done an analysis on Robert Mueller and his conflicts, and he's going to fill us in now. Tyler,
sure.
Welcome to InfoWars.
Good to be with you all. Robert Mueller is a member of the bar, obviously in numerous states, but the bottom line is this. You have attorneys cannot take cases in which there is an appearance of a conflict of interest. It doesn't matter whether you can resolve the conflict of interest or even get the party's consent, which in this case you can't because, you know, one of the parties is a potential prosecution subject. So in this case, you would have Mueller, who really should have recused himself. He should never have taken this appointment in the first place because there is a huge appearance of impropriety. His connections to the FBI, his work as a government attorney prior to this, his work under the Bush administration as well as Clinton's, all of that is relevant to, I think, the analysis of whether he could objectively pursue an investigation against a president in such a partisan environment, no less. It really is a shame that he has ultimately tainted it. But unfortunately, what we have is a lot of the deep state protectionists sandbagging Mueller's appointment. You know, Lindsey Graham on today talking about Mueller's doing his job. And that's not helping matters because it really reinforces the fact that you can avoid, you can neglect and ignore what are real conflicts of interest, what are obviously, Mueller's investigation reflects that he is, he does have an agenda. He clearly does have a bias. He is going after the lowest, it's not even hanging fruit. I mean, it's literally on the ground scattered, the type of stuff he's getting into in this investigation. And he's chasing down effectively ghosts and shadows in order to justify the multi-million dollars he spent putting together this Hillary donation crew that he's got running out of Northern Virginia there. Robert Mueller should be, frankly, not charged, but he should be brought up for disciplinary review with whatever state bar he is a member of, which I'm looking into as well, because the bottom line is when he actually took this appointment, They did a what's called a conflicts check with his firm at the time, which is WilmerHale. Now, they found out, of course, that the Trump family members are clients of WilmerHale. And they said, well, that doesn't matter. You know, and he passed this review. Who cares what Robert Mueller did as a rainmaking attorney, you know, post-government attorney? What matters is his 30 years as a government attorney, as a head of the FBI, as a U.S. attorney. Those connections are what matter. Those are the conflicts of interest that should have been vetted and reviewed. But we're supposed to just take the word of Rod Rosenstein and whoever else, you know, supports Mueller and his crusade, his jihad. And I think there ought to be a deep review. And if we, you know, they know they don't want to do that review because it would reveal so many connections, particularly to James Comey, that he wouldn't have been qualified. He would have had to recuse himself, not because he might have a direct conflict of interest, like he was, you know, Comey was his subordinate, but because there's an appearance of impropriety. And the fact that it's even being raised as an issue means, yes, there is an appearance of impropriety. He should have never taken the appointment, and frankly, it should be pursued. And I plan to look into it and take it a little further, Roger.
You know, in all honesty, Tyler, I think the Inspector General at the Justice Department needs to examine the inexorable leaks coming out of the Special Prosecutor's Office. Part of the problem here is the fact that we don't have a special prosecutor law in place that governs the activities of Mr. Mueller. That law has expired and not been renewed. Under that law, for example, a special counsel had to clear with the Attorney General his expansion of his probe. But there are no such restraints on Mr. Mueller. He can root through Paul Manafort's closet, taking pictures of his clothing. He can say in an indictment that Paul Manafort lives a lavish lifestyle, implying that he has evaded taxes, but bringing not a single tax evasion charge against Manafort. Manafort's lawyers tell me he has paid every dime that he owes on money coming into the country. They smear him with money laundering. Well, money has to be dirty before you can launder it. Money paid to Manafort by a legitimate political party in Ukraine in a democratic election, the result of which was recognized by our State Department, is by definition not dirty or illegal money. It would have to be taxed if brought into the country. I'm told Manafort paid his taxes on any funds that he utilized in the United States. Notice that there's no charge of Russian collusion in the charges against Manafort or his associates. What do you think, Tyler? An effort to squeeze Manafort to testify against the president?
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, these are charges that a U.S. attorney, a junior U.S. attorney, a junior prosecutor, federal prosecutor, would never lodge. They would never see these as worthy of pursuing, worthy of the assets and resources of the federal government. They would ultimately be left to the side and handled some other way. But that's how you got these gotcha violations that Mueller is attempting to use to squeeze the potential witnesses against the president. This is not an environment. This is not a mafia operation where clearly everybody's dirty and you're just trying to get people to avoid being prosecuted for real crimes. This is a political, highly charged context. To say you can squeeze somebody at that level facing potentially, 20 years of imprisonment, of course, then you probably get anybody to say anything at that stage. These are not mafia dons. It's a totally wrong environment to attempt to, quote, put the squeeze on anybody. What they ought to be putting the squeeze on is Hillary's extended operation. So,
all right. Now is a great time to remind you that the only news outlet in the country today bringing you the stone cold truth about the Flynn indictment is InfoWars. And we are only here today because of the loyal support of InfoWarriors like you, which is why I ask you to go now to the InfoWars store and to load up on some of these extraordinary Christmas specials that Alex Jones has slashed prices on. 67% on Silver Bullet, the very best colloidal silver formula on the market today. 50% on Brain Force Plus. Folks, buy a case of this and give it to your liberal friends. They need it. They could use a little more brain power. Or Survival Shield at 50% off. Secret 12. Super Male Vitality. These are extraordinary, carefully tested, fully vetted, and if you go online, you'll see literally, in some cases, thousands of satisfied testimonials from patriots like you who realize they can not only get the very best products of this genre, the best all-natural formulas, books, t-shirts, and other First Amendment-oriented paraphernalia, and they can help fund our expansion here at InfoWars. We are the cutting edge. Soros wants to close us down. Google wants to silence us. Twitter wants to cut off our heads. Help us. Go to the InfoWars store now. This is the quintessential fight for our future. This is the fight over the future of Western civilization. And we are a beacon of truth. Alex Jones insists on two sources for everything we report, which is why we bring you the truth. Folks, now is the time. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone
at InfoWars.com/show.
on the War Room, and sitting in for Owen Schroyer is my colleague, Rob Du. Rob has an extraordinary report that we have just seen on the Washington Post. Rob?
Exactly. FBI, this is back in January 23rd. FBI reviewed Flynn's calls with the Russian ambassador and found nothing illicit. And this basically goes back to the calls they were making before Trump took office and leading up to that. And so the FBI is basically saying, hey, there's nothing wrong here. Yet the day after, they're saying he apparently lied to the FBI. So where are we with this? What is really going on? And it really looks like we're looking for crooked toenails and like loose threads to go after Michael Flynn because he knows where the bodies are buried.
Thank you for that report, Rob. We are going to be following this story very carefully here at InfoWars, and I guarantee you over the weekend and early next week, we will bring you the truth about what is really happening behind the scenes. Yesterday here on the War Room, we had an extraordinary conversation with Kevin Berry, the author of a terrific book, Vaccine Whistleblower, and Michelle Ford of the Vaccination Injury Awareness League. Today, joining us is Lori Gregory of the Mom Street News, an extraordinary website. Lori Gregory is an articulate and well-informed advocate for real vaccination safety, and she joins us now from California. Lori, welcome to the War Room.
Hi, Roger. Thank you so much for having me today on the show.
We are delighted that you could join us. Tell us a little about your website and the incredible crusade in which you have been most effective, the fight for vaccination safety.
Well, interestingly enough, I started the Mom Street Journal about 9 years ago, and originally it was meant to be a platform for natural health and natural remedies. And in February of 2015, the site took a political turn because of the introduction of SB 277 in California, which is the mandatory vaccine bill, which is now a law.
Now, yesterday, Kevin Berry outlined for us massive contributions from Big Pharma to the California Democratic Party, which miraculously, coincidentally, incredibly, happened just before the passage of that draconian law, which essentially says you can't send your children to a public school unless they've been vaccinated as the government demands. This looks to me like a real issue for some kind of special prosecutor. But then you live in California, home state of Congressman Adam Schiff, who has sponsored a Sense of the Congress resolution that literally declared that no U.S. citizen has ever been damaged by vaccinations, and the government has never paid out a single farthing, not even a penny, to those who have brought claims. This boggles the mind. This is like sponsoring a resolution in the Congress that says the Holocaust never happened. There was no World War II. It's extraordinary that this career politician is so craven, so desperate for Big Pharma contributions that he denies the reality you see on your screen today. Lori, lay it on us. What's the truth about vaccination injuries?
It's really horrific, Roger. And I'll tell you, we actually left California about 3 months ago because we just couldn't take the politics anymore. As parents, my husband and I were horrified to see multiple egregious bills and legislation that were being introduced and being converted into law in California. SB 277 is the most egregious, but there are others that are systemically stripping away parental rights. And I'll tell you, SB 277 is even worse than what you just described. It is completely ripe for the right attorney to come in and overturn it because the Constitution of California is written in such a way that says no one shall be denied access to education. And you can actually be HIV positive, you can be hepatitis B positive, and still attend school. But if you don't get 22 vaccines by the age of 5, you are denied access to public and private education in the state of California. So now California joins the likes of West Virginia and Mississippi, which are the other two states that have mandatory vaccine laws in order to have access to education. And by the way, both of those states, West Virginia and Mississippi, have the highest infant mortality rates of any other states in the nation. So we've watched as this bill has rolled out into law now. Autism rates continue to escalate in California. People are leaving California in droves. We saw, you know, the court case that just was ruled on last night in San Francisco with illegal immigrant, and there's just so much going wrong in California. It's really horrifying. But to see Adam Schiff introducing a bill that basically just gaslights the truth is unconscionable to me. I don't understand how someone like that can keep their job, because let's remember, they work for us. They are our representatives. So when this whole fight emerged in California of SB 277, I saw how polarizing the issue was, and I saw how emotional people became, because people really have been victimized by the propaganda that says vaccines are safe and effective. And I started to watch my community be torn apart, literally polarized on each end of the issue, which is why I decided to use my MBA and my business background and my journalism background to start digging and to find numbers, because numbers don't lie and numbers take the emotionality out of it. You cannot deny what you see, you know, on a spreadsheet. And that's when I started to investigate the vaccine court.
Tell folks where they can access the Mom Street Journal. I think I mangled that title earlier in the program. But this is a wealth of information, folks, and I have it saved in my bookmarks. But, Lori, how can people find you, and how can they follow your terrific work?
Well, thank you, Roger. They can go to themomstreetjournal.com. I have everything archived there. I am completely self-funded on a shoestring, and I do this all in my spare time. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I work. This is just a way of getting the word out there to other parents who really want to understand the importance of medical freedom and the importance of natural health. I used to work on Wall Street doing investor relations for biotech and pharmaceutical companies, so I know a little bit about the industry from the inside. And what I saw in terms of the profit-driven motives that are behind these global conglomerates was really pretty eye-opening for me. And I decided once I became a health freedom activist that it was really important to share with people what I knew about the industry and, you know, how we can stay aware about what's real in medical information and science and what's propaganda. And it's not easy to discern in this day and age. One thing I know for sure, informed consent is being violated, which is part of the Nuremberg Code that was established after World War II, which says that no individual should undergo any kind of medical treatment or procedure without their consent for the risks.
Lori, I'm afraid we have to end it there. We're going to ask you to come back, and I urge you to go to the Mom Street Journal. Thanks for joining us.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion
now,
live and active
someone
cultures
decides still vaccines not for them.
Different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are back at the War Room here, joining with Roger Stone, myself, Rob Dew, and our guest, Lori Martin Gregory from the Mom Street Journal. Basically a citizen coming out and saying, you know what? We're being lied to. And I've got to do something about it. I can't just stand by and let the government and the medical industrial complex poison myself, my children, and well, as we know, this stuff carries through our bodies, our grandchildren. So she stood up to the dangers of vaccines, which I've done my own research and gone through my own life story dealing with this stuff. And so it's good to see that she's getting a chance here to talk about this on the War Room. Coming up next hour, we're going to get into this little document here that I've only printed about 30 pages of 277, which is a little annual report of all the claims, basically all the money that the federal government pays out to vaccination victims. Oh, Oh, the things that they say are safe and effective? Oh, wow. Look at all these. We're going to go over the entrails of this coming up in the next hour. But I did want you to know, I do want you to know right now that Roger Stone is getting, I'm not even sure if he wants me to say the guy's name, but he's getting some, I think a statement from that would be one. Well, I'm not going to say his name, but he might be jumping back in with us. But Lori, are you still there?
I am, Rob.
Excellent. I want to talk about Senator Richard Pan since you're talking about Richard Pan right now. Apparently, when he first put out this bill, it was like, oh, it's not about mandatory vaccination. It's not about mandatory vaccination. And your friend Michelle Ford sent me a video last night that basically contradicts that whole lie that he was telling the people of California to get this bill passed. So let's play that video right now, and then we'll get your comments.
Now, someone decides still vaccine is not for them. That's fine. You know, that's their decision. We're not telling them they can't have that decision.
We're not telling them they can't have that decision.
We want these kids to go to school, and we are not taking away the parental rights to be able to make a decision. We want to be sure people have an informed decision.
Yeah. So we're not taking away the parental right to be able to make the decision. That's about vaccination.
Dr. Pan, the main purpose of the bill is to inform parents.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand, how do we know that parents lack information already? How do we know, I mean, maybe they, that, how do we know that they aren't informed already?
Because they vaccinate their kids. That's how we know.
I feel like what's happening to California, and the reason we have so many people here today is there's a mistrust for state government overreaching, mandating how they raise their children and
so it says state government overreaching and mandating how they
you provided counseling on immunizations as part of that. And so for those patients, most likely it's like, okay, well, we had the discussion. I've made my decision. I know we've talked about it. Turn in the, you know, sign the form, turn it in. I've decided not to vaccinate my children. I've had patients like that in my own practice.
And I bet you don't like it, do you? You don't like it when people make informed decisions, do you, Senator?
And so when it comes to a vaccination, vaccination is really about the public's health, about public safety. I authored in the State Assembly a bill to ensure that parents had accurate information when they were getting their children immunized.
Right. I bet he shows them the insert that comes with the vaccination, too. Especially the MMR. It says
we are
give
offering
you
legislation that will abolish the personal belief exemption that currently allows children who have not received the required vaccinations needed to protect the public health to enroll into our schools.
And there it is. It's all about control. It's all about telling you what you can do with your body.
He says he wants to make it nearly impossible to not get children vaccinated in California.
Surrounded by parents and babies, State Senators Dr. Richard Pan and Ben Allen announced legislation
that will stop
nearly all exemptions for childhood vaccine.
Yeah. So Richard Pan, it was all about forcing vaccinations on babies and young children. That's what it was all about. It has nothing to do with anything else but forcing vaccinations. And he goes, oh, it's a bill to educate people. Lori, your reaction.
Well, Rob, initially the video you showed was from AB 2109, which was a bill that was passed before SB 277, which basically just required parents to have a conversation with their pediatrician and to sign a form saying, I've been told about vaccines and I'm declining. And so when that legislation came through, Richard Pan, who, by the way, is lying, he's lying to the public when he says all of that. He stood up at UC Berkeley and said, you know, the most dangerous thing in vaccines was water. So he's a puppet. He represents an industry that is making $50 billion a year from the U.S. market alone. And unlike adults who might get a flu shot and have a reaction and can connect the dots, a baby or a newborn isn't able to communicate and let the world know that something has changed once they've received a vaccine. So the pharmaceutical industry is going after these mandates, and they're using public policy as a way to increase profit, and they're doing it through puppets like Richard Pan, who is a complete liar.
And if the vaccines don't have a overt reaction, say, you know, your child suddenly doesn't speak or can't walk, well, they may have other developmental disabilities that the pharmaceutical company's ready to help you with. They got a pill for everything. They got a pill
Correct.
Ready to push down your throat.
That's right. And I actually had a parent during the SB277 battle who shared with me that her daughter was vaccine injured. She was injured at 2 months with a DTaP and put in the hospital on a respirator with all kinds of breathing problems, and then was injured again at 12 months when she got the MMR and had to go back to the ER and be put on a respirator. And she connected the dots. She woke up. That was her red pill moment. And she's now in the vaccine court trying to get a settlement. And it will be a landmark case when she gets a settlement, because it will be the first time that a vaccine injury is being awarded because of respiratory and asthma issues. She will have breathing problems the rest of her life. Ironically and sadly, the maker of the vaccines that issued, that caused her injury, which was Merck, also makes the prednisone, which is the drug that she takes for the injury. So, you know, they're making money coming and going.
Yeah, I'd interviewed Sherry Tenpenny many years ago, who's a big anti-vaccination advocate. And we're just parental consent and parental information advocate, I would say. And I said, why do you think they push so many vaccines? And that was her answer. And she goes, they want lifelong customers. And if they can create conditions that aren't debilitating, but you need drugs to take care of them, to manage them, well, they've created a lifelong customer. And she believes, and I believe that as well, that this is what's going on with so many vaccines being pushed, being produced, being created, to get them in to these kids at young ages, so then they have that endless money pit, as they say, because they always got more insurance. Insurance will cover this. We have all the insurance in the world that'll keep, be around for more pharmaceuticals and treatments for these young children as they grow up. And allergies are off the charts. Developmental delays are off the charts. ADHD is off the charts. And no one seems to know what the problem is. No one has any answers. It couldn't be the precious vaccine industry. We can never question them because we've been told they're safe and effective. Yet, as we're going to discuss in the next hour, hundreds of millions of dollars is paid out every year to families of young children who've been injured by these, and adults too.
That's right. Go ahead, Roger.
With about little less than 2 minutes to go, I want to wrap this up by saying, and I know you agree with this, Lori, it's essential that President Trump follow through on his pledge to appoint a blue ribbon commission headed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., son of former U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy of New York, to explore the safety of vaccinations. The president's instincts on this issue are right. He's publicly expressed his concern about the massive number of vaccinations and about government-mandated vaccinations. So I know you join me and all advocates in calling on the president to keep your pledge. Appoint the Kennedy Commission now, and let's get to the bottom of vaccination safety. I want to thank you myself for joining us here. And I again want to commend the Mom Street Journal. Thank my colleague, Rob Dew, for jumping into the breach. And thank you all for coming to the War Room. And folks, for your last minute Christmas shopping, again, I urge you to go to the Infowars.com store. Look at the t-shirts, look at the books, look at the outstanding, all natural products that we have there. This is the engine that keeps InfoWars on the cutting edge of the vaccination issue and all the issues. But we can't do it without listener and viewer support. So do your Christmas shopping here at InfoWars. Lori, Rob, thanks for a terrific show, and we'll be back on the War Room.
Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Emerix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerix essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oil scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerix essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emerix essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Making talk radio
great again.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
So, I don't want to talk about what newspapers are saying about General Flynn. Let's just go to what General Flynn states himself. This is his statement today. After over 33 years of military service to our country, including nearly 5 years in combat away from my family, and then my decision to continue to serve the United States, it has been extraordinarily painful to endure these many months of false accusations of treason and other outrageous acts. Such false accusations are contrary to everything I've ever done and stood for, but I recognize that the actions I acknowledge in the court today were wrong, and through my faith in God, I am working to set things right. My guilty plea is an agreement to cooperate with the special counsel's office, reflect a decision I made in the best interest of my family and our country. I accept full responsibility for my actions. That is December 1st, 2017, from General Michael Flynn. So I just wanted to read what he's saying. And he's talking about these false accusations. But he did take responsibility for whatever he may have said to the FBI. That doesn't, jive. Now I wanted to go to something we were talking about earlier that I think needs to be played again. And this is the tax battle that we're currently in our nation. And this is what Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to say to a gaggle of reporters in the White House press conference.
Suppose that every day 10 people, for our purposes, we'll say reporters, go out for beer, and the bill for all 10 comes to $100. If these 10 reporters paid their tab every night the way we pay our taxes, it would go something like this. The first four, the poorest, would pay nothing. The fifth would pay $1. The sixth would pay $3. The seventh would pay $7. The eighth would pay $12. The ninth would pay $18. The tenth, the richest, would pay $59. So that's what they decided to do. The 10 reporters drank in the bar every day and seemed quite happy with the arrangement until one day the bar owner threw them a curveball. Since you're all such good customers, he said, I'm going to reduce the cost of your daily beer by $20. Drinks for the 10 reporters would now cost just $80. The group still wanted to pay their bill the way we pay our taxes, so the first four were unaffected. They would still drink for free. But what about the other six? How could they divide the $20 windfall so that everyone would get their fair share? These are the reporters after all, so they're concerned with fairness. They realize that $20 divided by six is $3.33. But if they subtracted that from everybody's share, then the fifth reporter and the sixth reporter, would each end up being paid to drink beer. So the bar owner suggested that it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by a higher percentage the poorer he was. By doing that, he explained, they'd continue following the principle of the tax system they'd been using. So he proceeded to work out the amounts he suggested, that each should pay now. And so the fifth reporter, like the first four, now paid nothing. He got a 100% saving. The sixth now paid $2 instead of $3, a 33% saving. The seventh now paid $5 instead of $7, a 28% saving. The eighth now paid $9 instead of $12, a 25% saving. The ninth now paid $14 instead of $18, which was a 22% saving. And the tenth now paid $49 instead of $59, a 16% saving. So each of the six was better off than before, and the first four continued to drink for free. But once outside the bar, the reporters began to compare their savings. I only got a dollar out of the $20 saving, declared the sixth reporter. And she pointed to the tenth reporter. He got 10. Yes, that's right, exclaimed the fifth reporter. I only saved a dollar too. It's unfair that he received 10 times more benefit than me. That's true, shouted the seventh reporter. Why should he get $10 back when I only got two? The wealthy gets all the breaks. Wait a minute, yelled the first four reporters in unison. We didn't get anything at all. This new tax system exploits the poor. The nine reporters yelled at the tenth and made him feel bad. So the next night, the tenth man didn't show up for drinks, and the nine sat down and had their beers without him. But when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something important. They no longer had enough money between them all to even cover half of the bill. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how our tax system works.
We'll be right back after this. Go to Infowars.com/show for all the free streams. You're watching The War Room.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is The War Room.
A few days ago, if you didn't catch this, I want to play one of these videos for you. This is Lori Gregory, my guest, coming up. And this is a speech she gave at the National Press Club earlier this year, talking about, well, vaccines that are safe and effective for us. This is how the injuries go.
Buried in these seemingly endless pages is gold. In 2015... there was a 400% increase in vaccine injury payouts to Americans, including a 1,188% increase in flu shot payouts alone. That's 1,188%. I'm certain you will agree with me that information like this is statistically relevant in the realm of public health. Yet to date, no one has reported this information because, sadly, it contradicts the messaging found in 70% of the advertising that is generated in mainstream media today, which is pharmaceutical companies.
And the report she's talking about is delivered to the vice president every year. In fact, this year it was delivered on January 9th. So Joe Biden saw it. Mike Pence did not see this. And it's a report of vaccine case judgments for pain and suffering, lost wages, and judgments entered by the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, which is the secret vaccine court that was set up to pay off people and shut them up about vaccine injuries. And so this information couldn't go out to the public. And my guest, Lori Gregory, has basically dove into this report knows it frontward and backward, and I want to ask her some questions about it. Lori, are you there? I don't believe her audio was on.
Hello.
Are you there, Lori? There you go. All right. So let's get into, I guess, let's start with the flu shots. An 1,100% increase from 2015 to 2016. What does that mean in dollars?
So what that means is if I remember correctly, it went from 4.9 million to 60 million in 1 year in judgments. So what most people don't know is that we have a special court called a vaccine court. And, this is where I really want to make an appeal to President Trump, because from a business standpoint, if you look at the vaccine system, it's bad business. Giving an industry a pass on liability is what we have in America. So we're forcing, through these mandates and through public policy and law, children to be vaccinated or deny them access to education. And at the same time, we've given this industry carte blanche. They have no accountability to the American market. And a perfect example is in Japan, in the 1990s, the Japanese government discontinued the MMR because they were having so many reactions. And Merck came to the Japanese government and said, no worries. You want single shots? You want to have it separated into three separate vaccines? We'll do that for you. The American public have been asking for single dose MMR breakouts for years. And there's no incentive for Merck or any other vaccine maker to be accountable to that request, because the government gives them immunity, no pun intended, but they give them immunity from prosecution. As a result, if you're injured by a vaccine, you have to sue the U.S. government. You can't sue the vaccine maker. Once I saw the emotional polarity that was going on in California in my community as a result of SB 277, I knew that I had to use my business skills to look at numbers and find evidence that would unequivocally demonstrate the risk that is being buried by our system. And when I found the U.S. Court of Special Claims, which is where the vaccine court is held, I knew that I had found exactly the smoking gun that I was looking for. Because in the mind of Americans, if you're found guilty in a court of law, then you're guilty. And the binder that I showed in my speech, which I actually have right here, represents all of the cases. And I say that because not every case listed in this report is a vaccine case. I first started analyzing this report in 2015, Rob. And at that time, the report, which is issued every January to the President of Congress, which is the Vice President of the United States. Initially, when I looked at the report in 2015, which would have been for 2014, it was just the vaccine cases. They issued the report with just the judgments, the settlements from vaccine court. The very next year, they added in other cases from the Special Claims Court. So you can no longer say this is all the vaccine cases, because they're all mixed in, which is why I have to print out every year, because I feel like this is a really important public service and nobody else is doing it. This January, the report was late. It's usually issued in the second week of January, and I kept checking the U.S. Special Claims Court website, looking for the report, looking for the report. It wasn't there. And finally, the second week in February, I called the U.S. Special Claims Court and said, where's the report? And the next day, they published it on the website. So I know there are no other journalists that are covering this. And the reason this vaccine issue is so significant to our country is it really reflects the lack of accountability in government. And we've got to get back to a place where we are holding our lawmakers accountable for what they're doing. it's just abominable to me that this vaccine report was given to Joe Biden for 8 years and he didn't do anything with it. He never once, you know, addressed the increasing volume of cases that are coming forward in the vaccine court, you know, 127 million.
And Joe Biden, a man who claims to really like children. I mean, there's visual evidence of him always grabbing them at these Senate photography hearings or these little ceremonies they're having where they're swearing people in. He's got his hands all over kids. Yet he doesn't seem to care that every year hundreds of millions of dollars is paid out to settle injury cases. Now, we're about to go to break. We got 2 minutes. I have a question here about this. So I'm on page four or page six of this report that you're looking at. So one of the columns says nature of judgment amount or judgment four, and it has a number. Some of them have zero. Some of them have a number. And then it says cost amount, cost type, cost four. What do those two columns mean in this,
correct,
in this instance?
So the first column, which is nature of judgment, that's going to, and you'll see there's a VC, which means vaccine court. And you'll look to the left and you'll see agency, HHS. So the first thing you have to look for is under agency that you see HHS, because that means Health and Human Services. If you get to DOI, which was you were looking at taking Rails for Trails, that's actually Department of Interior. That would not be the case. Now, you know, I've spent 3 years analyzing these reports and I'm an MBA, so I'm used to looking at reports. And I will tell you, this is extremely cryptic. But what most people also don't know is that the lawyers are paid on both sides of the case, whether the plaintiff wins or not. And that comes out of the vaccine court trust fund. So
there's no incentive for the lawyer to actually win the case.
Correct.
There's just an incentive for him to be there and a participation medal, essentially.
Correct. So the cost would be the cost of the court. That would be legal fees, any expert witnesses. The judgment would be the payout to the victim. And what most people also don't know is that it's very difficult to get members of the medical community and healthcare professionals to come forward and testify as experts in the vaccine court because they fear professional retaliation.
All right, let's hold it right there. We're about to go to break. We will pick this up just on the other side. This is very interesting stuff, especially if you have children. Do you care about your children? We'll be right back.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Digging deep into the evidence that vaccines are not safe and effective right here. It's right here, and it's put it out by the government. Do we have the actual website you can go to? Because I want to show people where they can go find this evidence for themselves. Back out to the actual website and show people how they can find it. That's what I want to show them. Because there it is, United States Court of Federal Claims. You go down to About the Court, and fourth one down is the Reports and Statistics. Boom. There it is. You hit that. You can download what I'm holding in my hand. In fact, I'm only holding like 20 pages of this report. I'm with my guest, Lori Gregory. This stuff really angers me, but she's helping me get through it. And it's actually pretty neat. So now we know, if you guys zoom in on here, here's an influenza case that was tried back in 2015. It was done by the vaccine court, and that's HHS. The judgment amount was for $343,000, and then it says the cost amount, $18,000, then the cost type 42F, which is some probably government code, and then PET. Lori, what does PET stand for, and what is the 42F and that cost amount? Does that go to lawyers, or who does that go to?
If it's under cost, that would be for the cost of the actual court proceedings. It's lawyer fees, it's special witnesses, it's any kind of court fees. PET means that they're a petitioner of the court. Okay. And 42F means it was for a vaccine injury.
Ah.
And there is a code that is listed in the summary that's at the beginning. But, you know, this report, Rob, is highly convoluted. If I handed in this report as part of my job, I would be fired. And what I learned from the special claims court is that this report is actually outsourced. It's done by a third party. So I don't know if we're going to see a change when Vice President Pence receives this report in January, but it is exceptionally poor the way this was put together. Myself, Del Bigtree, Michelle Ford, and some other activists met with Jason Chaffetz in March of this year when we were in Washington, D.C., and I showed him this report, and I showed him what I have to go through just to, you know, qualify and quantify the results by vaccine. When I first looked at this report, my first question was, well, what was the big winner? What was the number one payout? What vaccine was it? Was it the MMR? Was it the flu shot? That's really important information for public health and for parents. And, you know, that really began the quest of digging into this. And because they provide the report in such a poor form, because it's a scanned PDF, I don't have the robust search abilities that you would have with a normal spreadsheet to figure out answers to those questions. So I literally have to go through by hand with a highlighter, pluck out all the vaccine cases, and then enter them in a spreadsheet and then sort by vaccine to figure out which vaccine had the highest payout. When we met with Jason Chaffetz, I showed him the labor-intensive process, and he said to his chief of staff, can we please get this lady a searchable spreadsheet on this report? This is ridiculous. And I was really hopeful until a week later he announced he was no longer going to be in politics. So yeah, I'm not sure if we're going to see any headway on the form of this report, but I am committed every year. And we're getting close, you know, we're 5-6 weeks away now from the report for 2016 being issued. So I'm gearing up for my next analysis because I think it's really important that we stay on top of this if we're going to hold our government accountable. You know, when SB 277 hit in California, the mandatory vaccine bill in 2015, there were 135 copycat bills that emerged in other states around the nation. This is not going to stop until we stand up and say enough. And it's really not about, you know, whether you believe in vaccines or not. It's about choice. Where there is risk, there must be choice. You cannot mandate the use of a pharmaceutical drug or vaccine when there is risk of harm and threaten to take away access to education unless you choose to take the vaccine while people are getting injured. I mean, it's just not okay. And we've got to continue to hold a mirror up to our system and expose what's wrong. This is very broken. Babies are being injured. People are being injured. And the propaganda is so thick. I have a good friend from my journalism class who worked for a prominent newspaper for a long time. He's now on the inside. He's a patriot on the inside. And he told me during SB 277, he said, I've never seen a campaign, a communications campaign or a propaganda campaign like the one that you're up against. It is absolutely unparalleled.
And you're right. If you think it's going to end with California, this stuff moves east. And like you said earlier, West Virginia and Mississippi are two states that don't allow exemptions of any kind. You could probably go through some of these and get something at some point, but they make the process as hard as possible. I think if people knew that last year the federal government paid $60 million in flu shot injuries, well, that might change the flu shot campaign that goes on. You think if they put that as a disclaimer at the bottom? Warning, federal government paid out $60 million in injury cases last year for the flu shot. How many people would line up for that flu shot over at the local Walgreens or CVS? How many?
And look at the propaganda. The flu shot is the most propagandized vaccine mm-hmm. that we have. It's on buses. It's, you know, you can get your free flu shot at the library. I mean, you know, it's so everywhere. And yet we're paying out money for people who are being injured by this. So, you know, you only have 3 years. The statute of limitations is 3 years. If you don't connect the dots within 3 years' time that you've had a vaccine that's caused an injury, then you have no case with the Federal Court of Claims. And Gardasil is another one. You know, Gardasil is mandatory in Rhode Island. You cannot matriculate through the seventh grade for boys or girls unless you get the Gardasil shot. And Gardasil is the least researched in clinical trials. They only had 1,200 participants in the clinical trial before they fast-tracked Gardasil. And we're seeing all kinds of bills in Washington right now for right to health and education in low-income neighborhoods. And written right in that bill is access to sex education and STD prevention. And what do you think they're pushing in STD prevention? They're pushing Gardasil. And yep. We've seen so many people injured and continuing to come forward with, we haven't even seen, this is really the tip of the iceberg, Rob. A lot of folks believe that we're looking at 1%. That 127 million represents only about 1%
of the injured. 1% of the injured that were able to get through the system because they don't have proper reporting of these adverse effects. A three-month-old baby doesn't know it's being injured. Okay, you watch them rolling on the ground. They know they're injured. Thank you, Lori Gregory, for joining me from the Mom Street Journal. That's themomstreetjournal.com. Thanks for joining us. Keep educating people, and I want to get you back here when this next report comes out next year. We got to break this.
You bet, Rob. Thanks so much for all the work you're doing.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, that was the voice of Darren McBreen, who's a graphics guy and reporter here at InfoWars.com, producer as well. His son, Kellen, who works in our writing department, just sent me a screenshot. I'd like you guys to get a little view of that. It's from a video of this ginger-looking person. It says, InfoWars vaccine myths debunked. And the channel name is Nonsensical. Nonsensical. I die a little inside every time someone tells me that InfoWars is their preferred news outlet. The longest video I've done still doesn't even skim the surface of the anti-vaccine conspiracy theories. Oh, anti-vaccine conspiracy theories right there. That's what we're spewing. And here's some myths. Look. Oh, there it is right there. There she is in her bedroom with her Pokemon. We have to believe the Pokemon person. Pokemon tells me what to do. I catch Pikachu. I know more than you. I don't read vaccine inserts. I don't look at federal court documents. I hope I'm in there. I haven't even watched the video yet. But look at the myths I'm holding right here. This is just 30 pages of myths talking about vaccine judgments and payouts for influenza vaccines, hepatitis B, DTaP. Well, there's 12,000 for DTaP. Yeah, you know, 60 million in flu shot. That's all myths. It doesn't exist. None of it's true. I'm a liar. $343,000 judgment for an influenza vaccine. Wow. And on top of that, we had to pay $18,000 to the lawyers. Right there. Right there. Here's another injury, which they don't even tell you it's other, but that's a vaccine court. $126,000. Yay, $50,000 for DPT injury. Yay, it's a myth. Guys, I'm done. I don't have to talk about this anymore. It's all a myth because Nonsensical debunked me. I love these people, these little do-gooders who do the bidding of the science community, the fake science community. I had this, she reminds me of, and I bet she watches that Young Turks scientist, Jade Lovell, who I had a debate with about all kinds of issues, who said the vaccine gun was a myth and she'd never heard of it. And then I cut to videos of the vaccine gun, or not the vaccine gun, the gene gun, and they're shooting genes. This is how they splice genes together. They use a gun, a 22 caliber golden gun that they shoot the genes into the other genes to splice and make whatever they feel like. But they want you to believe it's all fake. It's not, doesn't exist. Now, my next guest does exist. She's coming through via Skype. And I believe she may be able to debunk me on all this. Leanne, please tell the people that I'm just full of it. I'm not really holding this report from the federal government that goes to the vice president every year that talks about the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars they pay out to people every year for vaccine damages. Right. This is a myth, right? This is a myth.
It is a myth, much like the congressional sexual harassment payouts. Also a myth, doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Just like the slavery going on in Libya, doesn't exist. Oh, only people where people are slaves exactly. are here in America. That's it.
Right. That's it. That we white people are the only ones who have invented slavery. That's it. Period. End of story. That this is the people who just say science is fact, and they hold science this really superior world view. And then they'll never take into account the fact that a lot of these scientists are bought and paid for by Big Pharma or a psychiatrist who come out and blow the whistle. John Rappaport had a great article where psychiatrists are actually blowing the whistle saying, look, there's no way to actually test for a mental disorder. We just make it up and we call it this stuff. And Big Pharma is all for that because they're ready to create new pharmaceutical drugs to treat those mental disorders. So there's new ones coming out every single day, just like there's so many vaccines that children are being forced to take you know, within the first 3 years of their life. So that little ginger, nonsensical, she seems so, you know, like she's the do-gooder, but she's actually like leading these children to their slaughter. I hate these people with the superior worldview that they don't even allow you to challenge science.
I listened to NPR. I know. NPR said it's okay. They said to get your flu shot. It's all very loving.
Now, don't read the vaccine insert that says that these vaccines have not been tested on children under the age of 10, or we have no idea how this vaccine is going to affect the child growing in your womb, pregnant women. But you know what? Go ahead and take two of these flu shots while you're pregnant.
We haven't even tested to see if they cause cancer. We don't know because we haven't tested it. Yay. And that's in every insert too.
But it's all fake. It's in the vaccine insert, but also it's not true. It's not real. Science says so.
Myths. I love it. Well, that's good. I'm glad she can live in that worldview. I hope she goes out and gets her flu shot and gets an extra Gardasil and an extra flu shot every year so she can stay safe and effective from everybody.
Yeah. Safe and effective. I have taken my booster shots.
Leanne, what else is on your mind today?
Well, we end this week? Today I had to laugh because as there are reports coming out that Antifa is being looked at as a domestic terrorist group, the FBI is warning about new attacks. Are they stockpiling weapons, et cetera, et cetera? The New York Times, the communist-loving, promoting New York Times, puts out an article, what to wear to smash the state. And it's like this whole expose on how to dress for the part. And they actually write here, anti-fascist activists believe in dressing for the job they want. Right now, that job is punching Nazis. First of all,
I got my Doc Martens, man.
Antifa, like, riots and fights for the right to not have to work. They want the state to take care of them completely and everything to be free, paid for by their mommy and daddy, the state. So what job are they dressing for? And it just, the New York Times fails to tell you that they are sitting here promoting this group who is now being labeled domestic terrorist groups by the FBI and Homeland Security. They're stockpiling weapons. They're sending people to the hospital, with stab wounds or beating them upside the head with bike locks and flagpoles. The New York Times doesn't even get into that. It's all about the aesthetic of the all black.
Well, I think one of them just killed a horse too. One of them killed a police horse. And that must be okay too because we're smashing the state. Smashing the state.
Yeah, smash, smash. Yeah. No, this, and then it goes on, just really getting into this all black and is that intimidating or is it just a benefit? You know, like really getting into this deep research of why these soy boys would all want to be in black and be intimidating, because otherwise they're not intimidating at all. But I don't know. I just, to me, this type of stuff is crazy. Is the New York Times trying to get people to join them, to get dressed up in all black? And I mean, they literally give you tips on how to choose the gloves so that they don't get caught on fire, you know, or that some of them will get permeate with the gases that are thrown at you. So, you know, you gotta choose wisely when picking out your gloves and your masks and giving people a good breakdown on what to wear at their next protests, which we know are going to be never ending for the duration of Trump's presidency.
Kids, here's how you make a shield. You cut a trash can in half and write the Antifa symbol on it. I mean, this is out of control, what they're doing to the young children of America, making them think that them going out and beating up other people, A, is going to solve anything. B, is going to make any lasting change in America. It's not. These people are only going to get in trouble, and they're going to, one of them's going to one-up somebody, and they're going to do something, and more people are going to die. We had the incident in Charlottesville where one person died, and it turns out, I don't believe she got hit by the car. She had a heart attack, probably scared of what was going on. But that never gets, he ran her over with a car. And I'm not siding with either side right there. We're going to get back to this in a second because it really is telling that the New York Times is created an instruction manual for little little terrorists. That's what they've created. Little terrorist instruction manual. We'll be right back with more. This is Rob Dew on The Worm. You're joining me with Leanne McAdoo. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. Thank you for joining us today. We've had some very interesting discussions, breaking news and whatnot from Roger Stone, Lori Gregory, our guest, and now I'm with Leanne McAdoo. I want to bring up this article. A beautiful Swiss mountain town backs plan to pay families up to 53,000 pounds if they move into the village from the abyss of population decline. They want to rescue it. So this is what's going on in Europe, that people have been conditioned not to have children, not to have families in this weird socialist utopia that they try to live in. And Switzerland's a really nice place if you ever go there. I mean, it's amazingly clean, very, very prosperous place, great skiing. So, but there's a small village, the town of Albinen, and it's, they're going to pay people. They'll pay up to, they'll pay up to £10,000 per kid because they only have one kid going into the primary school here. But just looking at this place, beautiful village, 4,300 feet up in the air. So you're going to get a lot of snow, a lot of clean air, a lot of old looking architecture. Just look at that. McAdoo, would you move to that place if they were going to pay you? I mean, look at that. We're going to pay you to go live in a beautiful mountainside village.
I actually saw that article and I did consider it for just a moment, but then I saw a lot of snow and it looked a little too cold for me in the long term. So but I thought that the world, I thought it was overpopulated and we need to kill people off. What is this town? Didn't get the memo?
Yeah, I guess they didn't. I mean, they're saying a couple with two children could get up to 70,000. Well, that's Swiss francs. So that's 53,000 British pounds if they move there. And
it's
now the
pretty,
whole world wants to move there because I guess that's one way to revive your town is have people move in there and, you know, you open up, whatever, retreats, ski resorts, whatever you're going to do up there. I mean, there's plenty, it looks like there's plenty of hiking and biking you could be doing, all kinds of stuff. Beautiful place. But that is what's going on in Europe. There are people we're told not to populate. Now you have Russia saying, hey, we're going to pay you to populate. There's other countries paying people to have kids. Because they're being overrun by third world nations, which these people are, hey, they're looking for a leg up too. And they're going to Western worlds, but then they're trying to say, hey, you have to believe what we believe. And that's the problem with this mass migration. Your right. comment on that, McAdoo.
Well, I also think it's interesting. The New York Times ran a piece saying Europe wanted to stop the flow of refugees and migration. And now those people are being sold in slave markets in Libya. So they're basically saying, well, look, you wanted to stop the refugees from coming in. Well, now you're responsible for the fact that these people are being sold off as slaves, modern day slavery in 2017. So they're basically saying, let them in. You know, they're now blaming them for slavery.
It's their fault. It's their fault the Muslims are rounding up the blacks and selling them into slave markets. It's their problem. Okay. I got this other article.
It's not a cultural thing.
Yeah, exactly. It has nothing to do with culture. Pamela Anderson said this about Harvey Weinstein. She said the accusers knew what they were getting into by going to these hotel rooms alone. Angela Lansbury had something similar to say to that. You're a female. I mean, are you going to go to Harvey Weinstein's room alone if he calls you up and answers the door in a bathrobe? I mean, do these women have any responsibility to this?
Every person pretty much that's coming out, and a lot of people are saying everybody knew about Harvey Weinstein. They had their agents and stuff would always warn them, telling young girls in the industry, hey, we had that famous clip with Courtney Love saying, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a hotel room, don't go. But in a certain sense, as a woman, yeah, you don't put yourself in those type of situations. But this is also a man who, like, lived out of this hotel. That's where he did all of his business. He had a private suite. So you're kind of setting yourself up to be in a predicament. But at the same time, he normalized doing business in his bathrobe.
And what's the lesson? Always go with a buddy. Two. Always travel with a buddy. Always travel with a buddy. I mean, these are lessons we have to teach our daughters as they're growing up so they don't get in situations like this because maybe these women didn't learn this stuff. Go ahead.
This is just an interesting sort of theory that I'd heard recently that about Pamela Anderson is that she was obviously good friends, knew very well Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner had the Playboy Mansion, probably had dirt on everybody in Hollywood and everybody who ever visited that place. Pamela Anderson is good friends, well, not necessarily good friends, but has visited and met with Julian Assange. So the question is, did she give him any information that Hugh Hefner had? Or what, you know, has she been a supplier of information to Julian Assange before? It's just an interesting connection.
There's a theory going around that when Hugh Hefner died, the force field protecting sexual predators was evaporated. Thus, we're having all these accusations come to light because Hugh Hefner's Playboy power was not in effect. I have another article from Politico. Lawmaker behind secret $84,000 sexual harassment settlement unmasked. And this is Representative Blake Fahrenhold out of Texas. Now, he was paid. Now, this is an accuser. They're saying this is the only time this has been used to pay an accuser. So I guess he was found. They didn't find any evidence. And in fact, the Office of Congressional Ethics investigated his communication director's allegations and said there's no substantial reason to believe that the representative Fahrenhold sexually harassed or discriminated against his ex-staffer or engaged in an effort to intimidate or take reprisal against or discriminate against. So do we believe the Office of Congressional Ethics? Do we believe the accuser? And he said he settled with her because it would have cost more to take this to court and fight it in court, and this was just the easy way out. But it does make him look guilty, and especially this picture from Politico makes him look guilty. And the way they say, the only known sitting member of Congress to have used a little-known congressional account to pay an accuser. So they kind of make him single him out as the only person, even though it was millions of dollars that has been paid out. And they're saying just $360,000 alone from one House office. So this is millions of dollars. They're trying to single out one Republican and try to say, oh, look, he's the only guy that does this. It's pretty
insane. Right. Well, why wouldn't you, you know, pay a little money to just make something go away, especially if it's not even your money? It's the taxpayers' money. And there's a special fund set up just for that thing to pay people off. We know a lot of times there are people making false accusations because they know that this person would rather pay me off and silence me than let this get in the media or let this get out. I mean, that is a common tactic. You see it a lot with lawsuits and, you know, if you're, especially if you're a wealthy person or someone who's in the public eye, you're targeted for that very reason.
And that's not to say these accusations don't have any merit. I'm sure a lot of them do. Right. I'm sure most of them do. And I'm glad, right. I'm actually glad this is all coming out. I'm glad Hollywood's eating itself. I'm glad, the politicians are eating themselves. Hopefully Conyers will resign and Al Franken will resign. Because, you know, especially with Franken, there's photographic evidence he was fondling a lady while she was sleeping. And then you have the report of him stuffing his tongue down her mouth. But it's just, at the end of the day, what they're trying to do is dilute what's going on, I think, with the pedophilia between, you know, actions with adults are bad when this stuff happens.
Right.
But it's taking people away from the focus of what's going on with the children, because we're not hearing as many of these stories. Now it's just coming out of adults, you know, pitching each other on the butt and stuff like that. Well, I don't agree with it. It's bad. I don't act like that. But it is taking away from the bigger picture, which is hiding the real monsters in our society, not just the pervs.
Right. That's what I was kind of wondering myself, is with all of this coming out now, are they going to, how far will they let it escalate? Because as we know, it's really pedophilia that is the problem there in Hollywood. Will they allow this to continue to escalate? I don't think so. I think they're just throwing it all out there now and it's diluting it. People are going to get tired of this story. I think initially they thought they were just going to take down Fox News, their big wigs, by going after them with these sexual harassment claims, never knowing that it was going to come full circle and take down everyone. So I'm glad all this is happening. But at the same time, you know, the public does have a tendency to just null. They just kind of, when there's too much of the same kind of information, it's just nobody, you don't care anymore.
They do. They tune it out. They do. They end up tuning it out. And that is definitely something that I can't see happening with this, with so many stories. And then the pedophilia stories go to the back page. Now, as we end this broadcast, I've only plugged once this show. In fact, Roger Stone did plug once, but I just want to remind everybody that our Cyber Monday deals have extended this. If you want to know how to fund what we're doing, how to support what we're doing, how to ensure that it continues, how to ensure that it grows, we need your support. Spread the free link to everybody. Infowars.com/show. Go to InfowarsStore.com. Go to InfowarsLife.com. Check out the great products we have. Right now, 50% off. And what were you taking right there, McAdoo? I didn't see that.
Super female vitality.
50% off right now. Super male and super female vitality. 50% off plus free shipping. Knockout 50% off. Brainforce 50% off. All Emrex Essentials products 50% off. Infowars Life Select Foods 50% off and free shipping. That's a great deal right there. Plus, if you get these gift cards, a 10% off code with the code word bonus, 25% off Alexa Pro water filtration products, 67% off colloidal silver. Oh man, just check out all the deals. Go to InfowarsLife.com, InfowarsStore.com, and support what we're doing here. We thank you for watching. We thank you for spreading the news, spreading the links. But support us and encourage others to support us. Thanks for
watching. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Emerix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerix essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oil scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerix essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emerix essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/